right, so could you tell me your name, please?
Lawrence Scott. Lawrence P. Scott.
Lawrence P. Scott. A lot of initials going on here, I've noticed.
Yes, a lot of initials.
So are you intending to vote in this upcoming election?
I am. I'm going to vote, yes.
And who do you think the nominees will be?
My gut feeling is that the convention will go in with both Hillary and Obama will not have enough delegates to win as they go into the convention. So I really don't know. I think it's going
to
be
really... So it's going to come down to the superdelegates.
I think it's going to come down to the superdelegates, and I also believe that this is going to be the first interesting convention in 40 years because of that. So I'm very excited about that aspect.
Who would you like to win?
I think Obama... I think Hillary Clinton is probably the most qualified of the three, but I think Obama is the only one that can beat McCain. And since I want to get rid of the Republicans, I believe, I'm hoping it's Obama.
Can you tell me your age?
How old am I? I'm 60 years old plus 9 months.
And have you been a lifelong Democrat?
I'm a lifelong Democrat, radical, left-wing liberal.
So a lot has been made in the media as far as the handling of Obama versus Clinton, Obama getting a certain kind of treatment and Clinton getting a much harsher treatment. Do you think those are accurate or do you think that's sort of played up?
I think that's played up, but Obama has a bottom-up campaign and Hillary has a top-down campaign. So they can generate news. Obama can generate money and grassroots supports. It's a very interesting dynamic. Because this is the first time I've ever seen in my life where you see the bottom up really having momentum. What we got to hope for is that Obama's bottom up campaign doesn't lose wind and people really show up to vote for him in the fall. Because many times young voters just don't show up to vote. So that's my worry about it. But it's a very interesting dynamic because this is the first time I can ever remember a bottom up campaign really making it to the end.
So, Chris Matthews, when he was interviewing Kirk Watson, threw him a question on the spur that was, can you name one of Obama's accomplishments? And he was unable to do so. He's right. A Democrat from Texas, which is voting tonight. Can you name one of those accomplishments that...
Obama did an interesting thing. He had he passed a law to actually... And campaign financing, actually. I can't remember the name of the law right now, but he passed he was one of the sponsors of the most recent campaign, financing was. I can't remember what it's called, though.
Are you referring to the lobbyist reform?
The lobbyist reform. He was a sponsor of that. So I think that was one of his key things. I happen to think that it's a wrong analogy because I think Obama says something very interesting to me. It's not about experience, it's about judgment. Because the last president we had, who's the biggest jerk I can imagine being president, had all the experience in the world behind him, and look where we're at. So experience does not necessarily mean good wisdom.
Can I interject really quickly? Yeah. Are you saying Bush had a lot of experience coming into office?
He had a lot of experience behind him. He had
as far as his cabinet and his support system.
Incredible people that had 30, 40 years of experience. So that doesn't amount to anything if you have bad judgment. So I think Obama, when he claims that it's not about experience, it's about judgment, I think that's a really good analogy because... The proof of that is that when you look at George Bush, the recent George Bush, he had the most incredible people behind him. He had people who've been with him, including Cheney, who've been in politics since the 70s. And what happened? Look what happened. Our economy's a disaster. We got a huge amount of debt. We're in a war we shouldn't be in. We're pissing money around like a kids in a candy store. So I really don't believe that experience means much if you don't have good judgment.
So what about Obama's campaign, the platform that he's running on right now, is most appealing to you as a voter?
to me, he doesn't have a platform that's clear yet, and he's going to have to come up with one. But
so even though you say he hasn't had a fully formed platform to stand on, you're still willing to vote for him?
Yeah.
And how do you think he'll fare against McCain, who has been officially announced as a Republican nominee?
I think it's going to be a real elbow-to-elbow race. I don't know who would win. It's going to be interesting. I think Hillary's better than all of them when it comes to policy and understanding how it all works. But I don't think she can win. And I think she'll get beat up too easy. There's too many men that won't vote for her. I think that's a shame. And for the better of the Democrats and the party, I think it's better that Obama's in there. But he's going to have to clarify a platform.
So you think it comes down to the gender gap?
I think gender still harms Hillary. Hillary's easy to bash. Too bad, too, because I think she's brilliant. But that's the truth.
Well, as far as your personal opinion, if you were to strip away color and gender, who would you vote for?
Hillary.
But you're voting for Obama.
Yeah, because I want to see the Democrats get a president in.
Thank you very much, Lawrence.